fighting for America.
Mr. President, if you don't want to give terrorists a recruitment tool, instead of closing Guantanamo Bay, frankly, sir, you ought to close your mouth. They called us crusaders, and you've just confirmed it.
Fighting for Idaho.
The situation with the underpass that you're talking about, it's a microcosm of a larger issue, and because it's such a high-profile area, I think people focus on it a little more than the overall situation warrants.
Fighting for you.
Remember those creepy King ads they did?
The King!
The King.
They were so creepy, though.
They were so creepy.
I thought they were good after a while, though. Here comes the King. He's going to get you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Appreciate your phone calls. Remember, you can always follow me on Twitter at Kevin Miller Show. A lot of people like this gentleman. Doesn't have a lot of experience when we're talking politics, but certainly is a person who's a physician who has made a statement culturally in America today, and that's Ben Carson. Could Ben Carson run a campaign where he becomes the Republican nominee for the White House? You have a lot of people, 20,000 volunteers nationwide, who have joined the Draft Ben Carson for President movement. Joining us now to discuss is our friend from North Carolina, Vernon Robinson. Vernon, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us here at 580 KIDO. So we're hearing a lot about the big field as far as the GOP. Where does Dr. Carson fit into this?
He fits in as the only guy who can beat Hillary Clinton, because in order to beat Hillary Clinton with the electorate that elected Barack Obama twice, you have to broaden the GOP's base and stay true to conservative principles at the same time. There's several fellows who can do one and several fellows who can do the other, and Dr. Carson is the only one who can do both.
How much of a possibility do you believe that Dr. Carson will run?
Dr. Carson is running. He wouldn't have left Fox News if he wasn't. And I'm not saying that because I get to talk to he or his senior advisors, because the Draft Ben Carson for President Committee is an independent super PAC. So we don't get to talk strategy or policy or scheduling or announcements. But his campaign chairman, Terry Giles, the businessman out of Houston, said they would announce an exploratory committee around now. And so I imagine within the week there will be an exploratory committee announced. And we want your listeners to go to www.runbenrun.org and sign up and endorse Dr. Carson for president. And don't wait till the exploratory committee. And, of course, these days when you form an exploratory committee, you're not exploring, you're running.
Well, there are a lot of people that are going to wonder about his lack of experience.
Well, it's true that Dr. Carson hasn't apologized to any world leaders around the world. I mean, it's true that he hasn't voted a single time to raise the debt ceiling and give your grandchildren the bill. And he hasn't voted ever to raise the debt ceiling and raise the debt ceiling and pass a budget that is only balanced, you know, 44 cents on the dollar out of balance, and is only balanced because we borrow money from three groups of people who have utter contempt for the American people. The communist Chinese generals, Middle Eastern sovereign funds, and the board of directors of the Federal Reserve.
Point well taken. However, you have a lot of big money involved in the Republican primary. Does Dr. Carson have enough name recognition to make a difference? I know that you believe that, but to people that may have seen a couple of his speeches, may have seen him on Fox News, may have seen him on some of the Sunday shows, as you know, that's tough to equate when you have a lot of people hiring big name, big money consultants and knowing the leverages and the intricacies of the primary season.
Well, first of all, we have an Iowa organization with 99 county chairmen out of 99 counties, and have had it for 4 months. We're the best organized of any candidate or potential candidate on the Republican side, and we've outraised all of the shadow PACs on both sides, including crushing Hillary Clinton's Ready for Hillary PAC and the third and fourth quarter of last year and raising more money in less time than her Ready for Hillary PAC raised over the 2014 cycle. But the real issue is not what the Access donor cronies are going to do. It's not what the Republican bigwigs are going to do. It's what the Idaho voters are going to do. And, you know, 22,000 folks at the caucus wins it for Dr. Carson. Camille Blaylock, who's in Boise, is running the effort in Idaho. So we hope that folks will not think about what the pundits say or what the bigwigs say or what the cronies, Access donors say, but, in fact, take back their country. And that is very important because we only have one sacred obligation, and that's to leave to our children and grandchildren in America at least as free as the one we were born in. And that's an obligation which, thus far, we've utterly failed at. So, I want folks to sign up at www.runbenrun.org if they want to beat Hillary Clinton and, you know, save the Republic, make America America again.
Vernon Robinson joining us from the Draft Ben Carson campaign. Now, you're independent of Dr. Carson, and your pact is and such. Have you met Dr. Carson?
I have. And we sent him 6,000 of the 500,000 petitions that we have gathered with names, phone numbers, and email addresses to his office. And we sent 63,000 over to celebrate his birthday last September. And I asked him when I saw him, well, Dr. Carson, what do you think about all those petitions we've been sending you? And he smiled and looked up and said, well, those would be very useful if you're running for president.
What about foreign policy?
Yeah. Dr. Carson, you know, I want to encourage everybody to download the app Run Ben Run on either.
Okay. I mean, wait a minute. Now, Vernon, you've plugged this three or four times and I've let you go. Let's have a conversation here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about I'm asking you a question. It's not an infomercial for Ben Carson, sir, with all due respect.
Yeah. No, it's not an infomercial. You said you want an answer. You go to the app, hit the button.
No, I want an answer. No, I want you to treat me like an adult. I want you to treat me like an adult and like you respect this forum and answer my question for the second time. What about foreign policy? What qualifies Dr. Carson to overcome the critics that are going to say he doesn't have any foreign policy experience, Vernon?
Well, he went to Israel and won the Israeli primary at the behest or invitation of Prime Minister Netanyahu. He's spoken on several occasions about the importance of including at a foreign policy seminar in Washington, on the importance of a foreign policy based on peace through strength. All of those answers are, you know, folks want to hear him say that, not me say that, and that's why I told them to download the app where they can ask him,
right,
what should
we
do about ISIS?
We have you on. We don't have the app on.
We need to be you.
We have you on, and we don't have the app on. So what is his position on ISIS?
That we should crush them and that we cannot pussyfoot around. We should stop making political decisions and purging the senior officers, the general officers in the military, and allow the military to do what they do best and crush this plague in Syria and in Iraq. And quite frankly, it's substantially more forceful than the president.
Are you worried about Republican dirty tricks in the primary? Negative campaigning, opposition research? I'm not making an accusation again. I'm just saying we've seen this happen in the past, whether it's a general or it's in the primary. You had Mitt Romney attacking Newt Gingrich and others more than he attacked Barack Obama.
Well, you know, in Iowa, the person who is the most culturally conservative and who effectively campaigns as an individual who supports traditional values usually wins. In New Hampshire, the person who wins is the person who is the biggest outsider, usually. And in South Carolina, the person who wins is the person who can exhibit Southern gentility as a candidate and has a group of mafioso sticking stilettos in people's throats. I don't know how Dr. Carson's going to weather that thing, but he has a very good chance of being first in Iowa. He's already gotten more people to attend an event in Iowa, 1,000, than Steve Dace has seen since 1995 at any Republican event for one candidate. He has a new coalition that's being built. In North Carolina, I've been looking at who's signing up, and in the county, half of the folks are not Republican. You know, they're either unaffiliated or Democrat. So he has the best chance to build a new coalition. How that new coalition will fare when the knives come out, you know, I don't know. I personally take him at his word that he has never slept with anybody other than his wife, a claim that I can't make. So we'll see what happens in the campaign. That's what campaigns are about. I think that folks will look very closely to the campaign that the authorized committee fills because, you know, there are you have to be able to do three things to be president. You have to have a vision of where you want to take the country. You have to be able to articulate that vision in a way that the average citizen can understand it. And Dr. Carson can do those two things. And the third thing is you have to be able to put a team together that knows the things that you don't know and can manage those big egos both in your administration and in the Congress. And folks are going to look very closely as to what kind of team he puts together for this campaign. If you can't put a team together for the campaign and you don't have any political experience, folks are not going to trust you to put an administration together. But I think that thus far, Dr. Carson has shown a lot of ability to put a good team together. He also has, you know, from the time he was 33, he ran a department which ended up being a $500 million operation. So he, you know, for almost 30 years, he was running this multi-million dollar operation. He's been on the board of directors of two multinational corporations for 15 years. So he has a lot of managerial experience that, you know, the garden variety MD does not have. So it'll be interesting.
Well, my only wish, Vernon, is that the country were more like Iowa as opposed to other places culturally. And that'll be a big challenge when you have a cultural conservative, which we need more of, like Dr. Carson, going into the libertarian fest that is New Hampshire, South Carolina, a lot of social conservatives. He should do well there, of course. You never know with Walker or Santorum how they're going to break. But, I think the message resonates. And if people want more information, runbenrun.org, @draftrunbenrun on Twitter. Vernon, we appreciate it.
We appreciate you having me on.
And where in North Carolina are you?
I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Ah, Greensboro.
That's where ops are run out of.
Oh, yeah.
And there are offices in Glendale, in California, which is where the Western Regional Political Director is, right outside of Des Moines, where the Midwest Regional Political Director is, and Manchester, New Hampshire, where the Northeast Regional Political Director is.
Yep, my friend runs the talk station in Greensboro. Vernon, thank you for the call. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. So your thoughts on Ben Carson and what happens if he gets scammed by the credit cards? That's next with Kay Milley. At 580 KIDO. Time for traffic now. Good morning.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
725, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. You know, I was traumatized last night. I was listening to, I was watching that restaurant startup thing. Or maybe it was Shark Tank Nation. I don't do a lot. Maybe this has happened to you. Got a call from my credit card company, and they said that you better call them back, and you always think that it's a scam or something. So they, I call them, and then to make sure that it's not a scam, I have to give them all my information. Then I have to give them the phone number that they called me at, but I called another number, and then they call me back, and then I have to go through this rigmarole. And apparently, somebody had accessed my credit card in Alpharetta, Georgia. You ever been to Alpharetta, Georgia? Neither have I. But you go to, like, Alpharetta, there's the Alpharetta Mall, $150, Staples, $250. And I thought to myself, ouch. And then they said, by the way, have you used your iPhone with your credit card? And I said, no. And we hear about credit card scams. We hear about consumer fraud. But it didn't really resonate with me until it happened to me. What about you? How many times have you been ripped off? We always talk about identity theft, but we never really do anything until it happens. And I thought to myself, what other scams are out there? And when we're talking about safety and security, what about the tips? Do you have any? 580-5436, 580-KIDI. Again, I felt like a victim. Speaking of victims, and in light of Brian Williams, by the way, Brian Williams apparently is devastated. He vows to get his job back. But, and maybe you work at a good place. Are there any good places to work anymore? But in the bottom-feeding parasitical world that is the media, local, national, state, whatever, everybody wants the gig. So now you have Savannah Guthrie, Lester Tate, Lester Holt. Is it Tate or Holt? Holt. Lester Holt, who's going to fill in for Brian Williams. Williams wants his job back. He's devastated. And people are saying, well, this is what happens when you lie. But what about politicians? Do you believe that we hold politicians to a different standard than we do, let's say, Brian Williams? Now, I've often argued that if you're a conservative, God-fearing, tax-paying, gun-toting American like me, well, two out of three ain't bad, then there is a higher standard because you can't be a hypocrite, you can't lie, you can't be Brian Williams. But what about Hillary Clinton? And you know, on my Facebook, I have this issue where Hillary Clinton said that she flew into Bosnia, remember that? With the snipers, and she had to wear the bulletproof vest and the vast right-wing conspiracy that never matriculated. I wish that it did, quite frankly, because we need all the help we can get. But why do we hold Brian Williams to a different standard than we hold the next president of the United States? It's okay for politicians to flub. I mean, they're more important than Brian Williams when he's not doing his slow jam with fish-faced Fallon. Let's go to the phones at 580-KIDO, K Millie in the morning. And we go to Brian in Meridian. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, sir. I do agree that, yes, Mr. Williams should be held accountable, but our future president should be held just as accountable, actually even more. Our current president should be held more accountable. But you had asked about a credit tip, about credit cards and stuff like that.
Yeah, I had the credit police call me last night, and can you believe that? I mean, okay, they said, hey, did you buy something at Fred Meyer? Yes, I did. Well, were you in Alpharetta this afternoon? And I go, no, I wasn't.
Well, you know, you do get around, at least here in the Treasure Valley, so that's, you know, nice to see your face here and there, but it'd be quite the thing to get a transporter going there. And I think that what I'd like to offer you is what you can go to the government's website, which is freecreditreport.com. Once every 4 months, I get my credit report from a different of the three credit reporting agencies. And so once every 4 months, I can also review and see what's going on with my credit, and that also helps. But I think it was really cool that at least they did call you and say, hey, making sure you know you're not buying that $150 stuff at Fred Meyer or something like that. I'll credit card.
That'd be a lot of banana peppers.
It would be a lot of banana peppers. Especially, well, bell pepper pans too for you.
Exactly. Hey, quickly, so that freecreditreport.com, you recommend it?
Yes, I do. It's actually, you don't choose all three credit reporting agencies, just one of them, and I do that once every 4 months because you're allowed one free credit report from each reporting agency a year, and so if you sparse it out over the year, you can follow your credit a lot easier or more regularly that way.
Hey, Brian, I appreciate it. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
All right, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, coming up next, shocking killing in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. What does it mean for the relationships of the Muslims and the Americans and the Christians in America? And what does it mean to you in Idaho? That's next, 580 KIDO.
Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
7:38, KMILLY in the morning. Coming up, do honor and integrity really matter? Brian Williams, Hillary Clinton. Heck, even Little League Baseball. Did you hear about the Chicago kids? Apparently, they cheated. So they got their title stripped from them. This just in at the 580 KIDO Kevin Miller News Center. Boy, that's a lot of branding. Kind of say that tongue-in-cheek around here. But the DNC will hold their convention in Philadelphia. That's right. So apparently it's going to be all about the Midwest in 2016, or I guess the Midwest / Mid-Atlantic. The Republicans are going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. Insert your favorite Ohio joke here. And the Democrats are going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which is kind of strange. I mean, Philadelphia is a big league city, and all the muckety-mucks from New York can take the train over. But geographically, what about the South? What about the West? Heck, what about Dallas, Denver, Salt Lake? I mean, you talk about the East Coast influence, and many people are going to say the East Coast bias in this country. And there you have it. The convention is going to be in Philadelphia with the DNC. Interesting. I don't know why the West got hosed. I don't know why the South got hosed. We'll have to investigate. Maybe our friend Tanya J. Powers, who always likes to roll with us here, depending on, you know, what we're supposed to talk about as opposed to what we will talk about, is shocked like we are that the Yankees have taken over Ohio and Philadelphia for both political conventions. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Well, you know, the Ohio thing is not much of a head-scratcher. The Philadelphia one, a lot of people were rooting for Brooklyn to be it. And now, of course, like you said, it's just come out that apparently the Democratic National Convention will be in Philadelphia instead. I love a good cheesesteak. You know, I'm okay with it. I'm hoping that, and I'm already lobbying to go down the road here to Philadelphia and hopefully cover some of that.
Yeah, that's great for you. The rest of us have to travel like 2,000 miles.
Frequent flyer miles, man. Come on. I'm trying to be half full about it here.
I'm glad that you are. So here we have the nation's oldest or second oldest university, the University of North Carolina, a beautiful campus. We have some killings of some Muslims near UNC. Tanya, what's the fallout of this?
Well, the police are trying to determine right now if this can be classified as a hate crime. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, this is a no-brainer. Of course it's a hate crime. There are, you know, legal and criminal criteria that have to be met here to see if it is going to be, you know, labeled that and if Craig Hicks will be, you know, charged with a hate crime. That still remains to be seen. Right now it's pretty bad enough with the three counts of first-degree murder that he has been charged with. These three people were Muslim students, American-born, all three of them. You know, they apparently, from all accounts, from what family and friends have said about them, spent their lives basically, you know, helping others. One of them, the guy, Daya Barakat, was 23. He and his wife, Yusur Muhammad, she was only 21. They'd only been married about 6 weeks. Her sister, Razan Muhammad Abu Salha, was just 19. She's the other person that was shot. And the details of the shooting are just grim. I mean, apparently this was, according to police, over a parking dispute there at the condominium complex where they lived. This guy was apparently their neighbor. And all three of them were shot, according to police, execution style, in the head, inside their apartment.
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Now, how good is your southern jurisdiction with Chapel Hill?
Not very with Chapel Hill.
All right. Well, I'll
you would know more about that than I would.
I love Chapel Hill. It's a very genteel community, very liberal community, very tolerant community. It's not like, you know, the other day we were talking about Alabama, very different terrain there. Not, you know, very culturally tolerant, the home of Alexander Julian and all these other folks and artists and such. So it's got to be shocking, not just for the entire country, but here's a community that is openly tolerant to other faiths, also very tolerant to the immigrants and the illegal immigrants that come in there. It's almost like the United Nations there.
Well, you know, I mean, and there is the university there, so I would imagine that there's a quite a diverse group of folks there anyway, by just the very nature of the fact that it does have a university.
Yeah, in Carolina, it's either Carolina or Georgia that is the first, you know, public institution in America. I don't know if you weigh in on that at all.
I can't remember which one it is, honestly.
I mean, they each have their unique talking points. One was the first land grant, and the other was the first this, and they go back and forth a lot.
Yes, and a lot of universities have that, well, some of them anyway, have that whole, we're the first blah, 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 with fill in the blank. You know, I think this was just so shocking to people that have, you know, given their opinions and talked about this. They can't believe it, especially with these three people. And, I mean, this guy was studying to be a dentist. He was getting his doctorate at UNC, and they had gone on trips to help other people in developing countries, you know, with dental work. I mean, they were planning another one. These are people who were giving back. I mean, they were only – I mean, they did more in their short lives than a lot of us will do, you know, charity-wise in our entire ones. We've lived twice as long.
If you could create a place that's perfectly politically correct with some old Southern charm and Franklin Street and everything else where you have, like, actually, you know, the place, the diners, if you will, it would be Chapel Hill. And, again, not polarizing, not anything else, very different from Durham and other parts of the Carolinas. So you have people that are trying to make this a hate crime, and we talked a little bit about this, and that'll be up to the police to determine whether or not this was over, as you've said, Tanya, a traffic dispute, or it had to do with their faith.
Yeah, they'll have to sort that one out. It's very tragic on all counts.
Now, which is the good Carolina?
Oh, you are not making me get into that. That is a trap, my friend. I can see exactly what that is. The good Carolina.
Like, yeah, well, you know, because the South Carolinians always say, well, we're the real Carolina. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Well, you know, they do have Charleston going for them, so.
They do. Beautiful mm-hmm. city. Beautiful city.
I love a good shrimp and grit now.
My goodness. Tanya, we appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Tanya J. Powers with us. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. And, you know, it's a sad world that we live in. And we're, you know, thankful that we have our time together each and every morning. Because here's the skinny on this. You have the media that is playing this up where they're saying, see, finally, we have violence against Muslims. And here you have this guy that's a dentist. He's mad. He goes in and kills him. Wrong thing to do. And the whole issue of hate crimes, I mean, isn't murder murder? And we have, you know, the whole big controversy here over whether or not you're killed because you happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, or you're killed because of race, creed, color, whatever, religion. I mean, some people are beat up because of they're wearing a jersey from their sports team. Does that mean that's a hate crime? But back to the situation in Chapel Hill, having lived in and around that area, very different from the Treasure Valley. I mean, I guess you could say the equivalent would be kind of like Portland. Very politically correct. I think they gave in-state tuition to the illegals, what, 10, 15 years ago. You don't call people names. The University of North Carolina, public university, very, very, like I said, they're the type of people that bring in these radicals from across the country. And then you have the killings of these three Muslims by this American. Now we found out that it's may not be a hate crime. The other issue here is, should it be considered a hate crime? 580-5436. 580-KIDO, coming up next, are you excited about paying taxes? Do you believe, think about this, as especially you people that own businesses, you want to destroy initiative, destroy incentive, start a business or run your own owned business in America today. The government should give you all incentives and initiatives, not to try, you know, not to derail you, but to encourage you to create jobs and to create your own wealth. However, here's a question I have for you at 580-5436. If you don't pay any taxes, should you get a tax refund? Think about that. If you're not paying taxes, Why should you be eligible for a refund? Believe it or not, we'll tell you about a group that's raking in your money because you're paying for them next. As always, we appreciate your phone calls at 580-5436, your emails as well, 748-58.
And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. What do we got? 2 months till tax time? According to the Washington Times here today, IRS Commissioner John Kosanen told Congress yesterday that even illegal immigrants who didn't pay taxes will be able to claim back refunds once they get their Social Security numbers under President Obama's temporary deportation amnesty. It's not temporary. We know that. It's kind of like health care, the Obamacare. Once it's in the system, the virus is always there, right? So it gets better. The revelation, which contradicts what he told Congress last week, man, he's got as much credibility as Brian Williams, comes as lawmakers also raise concerns Mr. Obama's amnesty could open up a window to illegal immigrants finding ways to vote despite it being against the law. Well, of course, when you have an attorney general who says that everyone in America, hold on, let me get that inflection right, that everyone in America should have the right to work, even if you're illegal, even if you're a criminal, even if you're not a smooth criminal, at the expense of Americans that have been born and bred in America. Well, it shows you just how crazy it is. I think the key issue here is, do you vote for someone like a Ben Carson or a Jeb Bush? And can someone like a Scott Walker or a Ben Carson, a Dr. Carson, really make a difference when you're talking about the corruption in the system? While we may disagree about whether your deferred action programs were lawfully created and implemented, we are confident that we can agree that these programs cannot be permitted to impair the integrity of our elections. Well, insert the Glenn Beck faux French accent. Can you believe this? That you have the illegals getting Social Security numbers, and then they're going to get refunds for taxes they didn't pay, and then the idea to vote? Do you know that there have been a record amount of people giving up their citizenship? I don't know if they're going to Belize with stew. Maybe they're going to Canada. Maybe they're going to Wyoming. Heck, even here in Idaho, we're going to have to get passports to travel soon if we aren't good little boys and girls with the administration, right? So at 580-5436, no one likes to pay taxes. How many Americans owe the IRS or have settlements with the IRS? So all of a sudden, we're going to let people that are here as criminals, and in my opinion, if you're here illegally, you are a criminal. You are a criminal. Not only are we going to let you work, we're going to give you a Social Security number and vote. Well, then who's going to benefit from that? Will it be the Republicans? Gee, we have a problem with Latinos. Or is it going to be the Democrats that are saying, come on over, everybody. The water's warm. The president's new deportation policies, which carve most illegal immigrants out of danger of being removed and could proactively grant as many 4 million illegals work permits and Social Security numbers. Well, there's no consequence for the president to break laws, right? Heck, even those poor little kids in Chicago that are innocent victims, we're talking about the Little League scandal, innocent victims, they got punished. They got their first-placed American trophy taken away. Why? Because I guess the adults cheated. So here we have the president saying, I'm going to do whatever I can, and I love America, and the heck with everybody else. Is anybody going to stop him? We've got Mike Simpson working on, I guess, the ag bill. We've got our senators working hard. We got Congressman Labrador trying to pass a bill about monuments. Where's the priorities, folks? Where's the priorities with people that, you know, you worked 60 years in America and someone's going to come over and steal your money? Is that enough to say no to the illegals? You tell me. 35 degrees. So the Republicans are going to Cleveland. The Democrats are going to Philly. Maybe we should make a play for the Libertarians. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. KIDO.